Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. I shall bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I shall bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy blessing and honor and glory and praise and glory and praise and glory and praises. Blessings and honor and glory and praise belong to Christ my God. Blessings and honor and glory and praise and glory and praise and glory and praises. Blessings and honor and glory and praise belongs to Christ my God. I say blessings, glory and honor, power, might, dominion belong to Thee, my blessed Lord. Blessings, glory and honor, power, might, dominion belongs to Thee, my blessed Lord. Coming down from glory above, You died on the cross for me. Rising up from grave, You live and gave me the victory. Blessings, glory and honor, power and might, dominion belongs to Thee, my blessed Lord. Blessings, glory and honor, power, might, dominion belongs to Thee, my blessed Lord. Coming down from glory above, You died on the cross for me. Rising up from grave, You live and gave me the victory. Blessings, glory and honor, power, might, dominion belong to Thee, my blessed Lord. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. For he says, if I'll be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. For he says, if I'll be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. His name is higher than any other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Father, we just thank you, we bless you, that you will lift you high above every other. We say there is none like unto you, our God. There is none we can compare with you, Ancient of Days. Merciful, faithful God, gracious Father. There is none we can liken you with. You are awesome in your work. You are great in mercy. You are plenteous in mercy. Oh, your faithfulness you can never deny. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy and grace. Even that brought us to the last Thursday, even in the month of September 2022. That day we appreciate you. We thank you. We say be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. King immortal, we worship you. Even for another time, even in your presence, oh Lord, that we've come to the throne of grace for us to be able to receive mercy so that we can get help even in time of our needs. That we thank you for by your grace you brought us to yourself. Thank you, oh Lord, because you draw us to yourself. your throne, oh Lord. Daddy, thank you, Lord. We have come to seek your face, oh Lord. And your word said that those who seek you will find you. Father, in your presence tonight, on this mountain tonight, oh Lord, at this throne of grace tonight, Daddy, we will find you. You will bless us, oh Lord. You will empower us. Oh. You will give us, oh Lord, even power to proceed into the forthcoming month, the month of October. We receive it already. We thanksgiving and praises. We worship you because you are faithful, and your faithfulness never come to end. Your mercy never come to end, oh Lord. Your mercy that brought us even to this last day, last Thursday in the month of September, we land us safely, triumphantly, even into the month of October. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We say, be thou exalted. Father, we receive open heaven upon every soul on this mountain tonight. We receive open heaven upon this gathering tonight. That Lord, as we pray, as we decree, as we declare, oh Lord, Father, our prayer we are sent unto heaven, as sweet smell is savor, and Lord, we shall receive a manifestation of answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that is ruling and taking charge. Thank you because Holy Spirit is already in charge. No room for principalities and powers, no room for wicked spirit that rules in nation, in state, in county, in vicinity that this message is being transmitted at this time, that we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor so deceitfully, the same shall receive blessing from you, God, and righteousness from you, God, our righteousness. Daddy, we come unto you, Lord, that you impute upon us, O Lord, even the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That do we say, oh Lord, the blessing, oh Lord, of the seeker shall be our portion tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, all you doors, all you ancient doors, all you ancient gates, in nation, in state, in vicinity, in neighborhood, in county, even in our individual lives, we command you, lift up your heads, all ye gates, lift up your heads, all you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over us, over our lives, individually and collectively, in the mighty name of Jesus. That he will bless you, we worship you. That as we are going to pray, as we are going to declare and declare in your presence today, so you will do unto us, all to the glory of your name, that all we see and they will know that we have been with the Lord. Thank you, King of glory, forever your name be praised. Jesus mighty name, amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. What a marvelous God is our God. What a wonderful God is our God. My fellow brethren in the Lord, the Lord is good. The Lord is good, therefore we bless his most holy name. Therefore we bless him because he's so good to us. We give him all glory, all honor, all adoration. Today, the last Thursday in the month of September 2022. Isn't God good? Isn't God marvelous? Father, we appreciate you for your awesome work, for your great deliverance that we enjoy all thus far. And we know that this you will continue with us for your security, for your provision, or for being good to us. You are good, and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. my brothers and my sisters, if not because of the mercy of God, if not for God that shows us mercy, we will have been consumed. Enemy don't want us to be alive. Enemy don't want us to be among the living today. But the mercy of God kept you and kept me alive. The mercy of God brought us to the last Thursday in the month of September. The same mercy will lead us triumphantly into the month of October. Because the word of God makes us to understand. And we believe the word of God. We believe the unbroken word of God. We believe the word of God that is settled in heaven already be settled. The word of God that says that the mercy of God never ceases. But they are new every morning. We know that the mercy of God will not cease over us. The same mercy that brought us to today, the same mercy will take us even to the month of October and will continue to be with us forever. Father, we thank you for your mercy that never comes to an end, for your mercy that never ceases. Over us, your children, over us, your children, over us, your people, over us that you have declared your own, that you surname us, that you said, this is my own. They belong to me. I own them. Daddy, we thank you. We worship you. We say, be thou exalted. Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Amen, 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 and amen. Follow me quickly to the Bible passage. We are going to go through quickly, and we are going to raise prayer points as the Spirit open our eyes even to that very thing that God wants us to pray upon. I want to read from the book of Psalm 118, Psalm 118. Thanksgiving for victory. God has given us victory. Enemy can do whatever thing they want to do. But we know and we have the assurance that we have been given the victory already. Because our Jesus Christ won the victory for us. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For victory is ours. Victory is yours. Victory is mine. Every day we are walking in the victory that has been given unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 118, I read. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let Israel say, his faithful love endure forever. Let Becky say, let Sister Rhoda say, let Brother Michael say that the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Verse 3, let the house of Aaron say, his faithful love endures forever. Let the family of Becky say, let the family of Rhoda say, let the family of Michael say, let the family of Ronke say, let the family of Oyebode say, let the family of the children of God, let the family, the assembly of the children of God say that the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord, let those who honor and respect the Lord, let those who reverence him, says his faithfulness, his faithful love endures forever. Verse 5 of Psalm 118 says, I called to the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. I call unto the Lord. You call unto the Lord. We call unto our God. Our God answered us. Our God is not like the God that have ears that cannot hear the cry of his people.
Our God is not like the God that the prince of birds, they call from morning to night, that he refused to answer. He cannot answer them because he has the ears, but he could not hear with his ear. That is not our God. Our God hears us. He heard us when we cry upon him. And the Bible says, in our distress, when we call upon him, he answered us and put us in a spacious place, in a spacious place, in a glorious place, in a marvelous place, in a comfortable space, because it's our God, because his mercy towards you and towards me endures forever. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. The Lord is for you, brothers. The Lord is for you, sisters. You need not to be afraid. The Lord is your helper. Therefore, you look in triumph on those who hate you. The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I, Becky Adetokun, I will look in triumph on those who hate me. Therefore, Brother James, we look in triumph over those that hated him. Therefore, Sister Peculia, oh, this Sister Delight of the Lord, we look in triumph over those, on those who hated her. Thanking God for victory. We cannot thank him enough. For the Lord is with us. If the Lord is for you, if the Lord is for me, who is that can be against you? Who is that can be against me? None. This assurance we know. This assurance we know that God is for us. No one can be against us. And he will give us the grace to look in triumph over all those that rising up against us, over those that hated us so, he will give us the grace even to look in triumph over them. We will overcome them by the power of his mercy that never comes to an end in our life. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that as you call unto God by his mercy that endures forever, he will answer you in time of your distress. He will make you to stand in a spacious place. He will take you to that comfortable place. He will give you rest on all sides. He will make you and declare you a man, a woman of rest and of peace. Because his mercy endures forever. Over you and over me. Over us, his people. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. Standing on Jesus, the solid rock, I decree and declare. Holding on to the cross of Calvary. Oh, I decree and declare. Even believing in the resurrection power of Jesus. I decree and declare. By the power of the blood of Jesus. That today, as from today, the Lord will make you to be in peace. The Lord will take you to that spacious place, that comfortable place of rest and peace. In the name of Jesus, he will take you out of distresses. He will take you out of that thing that disturbs your peace and your rest. He will take you out of the midst of that thing that troubles your peace, that troubles your rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I declare you a man, a woman of peace and of rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the mercies of God that endures forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I decree and declare, by the power of the mercy of God that never come to an end, that never ceases, the Lord will be your helper. The Lord will be your helper. He himself will arise to help you. He will uphold you by his right hand of righteousness. If he can do that to King Cyrus, an unbelieving king, oh, he arose in his majesty. He arose in his greatness and he helped him. He helped him to fulfill his counsel, even in the life of his children. I decree and declare, standing on Jesus, the solid rock, holding onto the cross of Calvary, dipping my mouth in the blood of Jesus, I decree that help from above, divine help of the Most High God, all will come for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will help you and he will make you to look in triumph on those who hate you in the name of Jesus. On that woman, on that man, on that group of people that hated you so, the Lord by his mercy will arise for you and give you even victory over them all in the name of Jesus. He will shame your enemy. He will shame your haters in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He says in verse 8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Verse 8 of Psalm 118. My sister, brethren in the Lord, beloved of the Lord. The Bible says it is better. It is something that will give you rest and peace. Let me tell you, it is a glorious thing when you take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. There is no refuge in man. You cannot get security in trusting man. Man will ever fail you. Man will ever fail you. But because the faithfulness of God endures forever, because his mercy towards you over you endures forever, you can trust his faithfulness. You can never trust the faithfulness of man. If man wants to be faithful to you, things around him or her, voices, situations, circumstances, beyond his own understanding, beyond an old understanding, can cause him to fail you. That is the reason why it is better for you to take refuge in God and to trust in the Lord. Never put your trust in man, for he will ever fail. Only put your trust in God, for he will never fail. My brother, my sister, believers in the Lord, never put your trust in man, for he will ever fail. Only put your trust in God, for he will never fail. You cannot trust a man above God, for man will ever fail, but God will never fail. He says that even when you are unfaithful, Becky, even when you are unfaithful to me, Priscilla, even when you are unfaithful, Paul, even when you are unfaithful, Ezekiel, even when you are unfaithful, Sister Deborah, even when you are unfaithful, God said he will remain faithful to you because he's a faithful God. And his faithfulness endures forever. Never trust a man. I decree and declare that you and me, we will take refuge in the Lord Almighty alone. We will trust in the faithfulness of the faithful God alone. We will never put our trust in man, for we know man will fail. Man can fail. Daddy, help us to trust you all the way. Help us to trust you all through, to trust you all through of our lifetime. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 9 says, it is better, again, to trust, to take refuge in the Lord, than to trust in nobles, than to trust in rulers, than to trust in the president of your nation, than to trust in that prophet, in that preacher, in that pastor, in that evangelist, in that those people that have even names, nobles, people of authority. They will disappoint you. They can disappoint you because they are humans. It is better. It is better to take refuge in the Lord. Don't hide. Don't make a man your refuge, your hiding place. That man can be taken away at any time. That man can be removed from your life at any time. Because he's human. Because he has his breath in his mouth. The life of a man is like a vapor. Why will you take refuge, safety and security in man? It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in nobles. I decree and declare once again upon you, upon myself, that we will take refuge in God Almighty alone. He will be our hiding place. He will be our security. In the mighty name of Jesus, He will be the rock of our life. He will be the one that will protect us. We will take refuge in Him alone. We will take Him as our fortress. We will take God, even our hiding place, and not in man, not in the nobles. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He says, all nations surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh, I destroyed them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. Again, in the name of the Lord, I destroyed them. They surrounded me the third time. Like bees, they were extinguished. Like a fire among tongues, in the name of the Lord, I destroy them. My brothers and my sisters, don't be moved. Let them come together. Let them advance towards you. Let them surround you. In the name of the Lord alone, you will destroy them. You better believe it. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. The name of Yahweh destroys your enemies. David advanced towards Goliath. Goliath came with all the gadget of war, dressed fully. He was bullying the Israelites 40 days, 40 nights. Every Goliath bullies you. I stand on Jesus, the solid rock. I hold on to the cross of Calvary, the cross of deliverance, of salvation. I dip my mouth in the blood of Jesus. And I come against those Goliaths in your life. In the name of Yahweh tonight, they are destroyed totally before you. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is power. His name alone delivers. David told Goliath, "You are against me with all this, but I am coming for you. I am coming against you in the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven, Sammy. In the name of the Lord of Israel that you are defiling. Everything that is defiling the name of God in your life. Everything that is reproaching the name of God in your life. I come against them in the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven, Sammy. I destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every armies of the enemies, every nation, allies of the wicked ones that surround you and advancing against you, I come against them in the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven, Sammy. They are destroyed before you tonight in the name of Jesus, standing on the word of God. Standing on the word of God, every allies of the enemies, every coming together of the wicked ones, surrounding me, advancing against me, I come against them in the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven, Sammy. I come against them in the name of Yahweh. They are destroyed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Three times. Go and read it. Psalm 118. Verse 10 to 12. Verse 12 says, "They surrounded me like bees." What told me? What be on you? That's it, Tammy. Go, Taleni, my day. To bear one, no, I do raji. Go, to nipe my ba. My le, my ba. My dojo, bole. Ma she femi lori aye re. Every enemy that pursue you to this prayer line, to this prayer mountain today, as the Lord destroy even Pharaoh's horse men, chariot, and their horses in the Red Sea, even before the eyes of the Israelite, tonight, every enemy that pursue you to this mountain, that pursue you, that come with you onto this prayer line, tonight they destroy. They are destroyed in the name of the Lord. They are destroyed in this prayer line. They are not going back with you in the name of Jesus. Ogun Pharaoh, Toba mo Israeli, wonu okun pupa, ko mama ba won jade, ogun ayere, Toba e wonu adura yi, loruko Jesu ko ma ba dura yi lo. Mo ni ogun Pharaoh, Toba mo Israeli, wonu okun pupa, ko mama ba won jade, ogun aye mi, Toba mi wonu adura yi, loruko Jesu ko ma ba dura lo. Every Pharaoh horseman, every chariot, every instrument of the enemy, man of physical or weapon that come with you to this prayer session, that come unto you on this prayer line, today they will perish. They will perish on this prayer mountain. They will not go with you in the name of Jesus. You push me hard to make me fall. The enemy, they are pushing you. They are pushing you, not just push, but they are pushing you hard. They want to see you fall down. They want to see you yakata. They want to see the end of you. But the Lord helped me. The same God will help you. Every push from the enemy, they will not succeed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "I have declared you immovable mountain." So I decree and declare, every soul on this mountain, tonight I ever declare you immovable mountain. And anyone that tried to push you, that want to push you to fall down, that want to push you to hang you, today they will hurt themselves. By that push they are pushing you, they will destroy themselves in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare, instead of them seeing you falling down, instead of them seeing you not rising, instead of them seeing you finished, they will see you standing up firmly in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will stand firm in the name of Jesus. By the strength of the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. So I decree and declare upon you and upon me tonight, that the Lord will be the strength of our life. He will be our strength, and he will give us a new song, and he will become our salvation in the name of Jesus. Verse 15. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tent of the righteous. The Lord's right hand performed valiantly. Let me tell you, God is always behind the righteous. I'm not saying that your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ that you are claiming, that you are holding on to. The righteousness of Christ that gives you a check. Am I doing it right? Is it the way he wants me to do it? Will Christ look at me and see? Will God look at me and see the righteousness of his son in me? Or am I the one that is polluting the righteousness of Christ that God has imputed in me? My brother and my sister, peradventure, you've forsaken the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And you are working it out by yourself, by do's and don'ts. No, you cannot. You cannot even amount to that righteousness you are laboring to do by your hand, by yourself. The Bible says our righteousness is like filthy rags before God. You can only claim the righteousness of God, Christ, that God has imputed on you. And he said that those that have that righteousness, only the shout of joy and victory shall be heard in their tent. I decree and declare tonight, standing on the righteousness of Christ that God has imputed upon you and upon me, in our house, in our church, in our abode, only the sound, the shout of joy and victory in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Putting on the righteousness of Christ, only the sound of joy and victory will be heard in our tent, in our body, in our families, in the name of Jesus. And the right hand of God will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. The right hand of the Lord will do wonders concerning your matter, concerning my matter, in the mighty name of Jesus. That which the enemy says is not possible, that which the enemy says, forget about it, she cannot amount to that, he cannot amount to that. I am decreeing and declaring according to the word of God that today, the right hand of Almighty God will perform wonders over that situation, over that circumstances, in the name of Jesus. The right hand of God will perform valiantly even over that issue, in the name of Jesus. The Lord's right hand is raised. The Lord's right hand performed valiantly. That's the second time. Don't joke with what God can do. What is that thing God cannot do? His mighty hand delivered the Israelites in the land of bondage. His mighty hand performed the miracle that they saw. All the Israelites, they saw it. How he destroyed Pharaoh's horsemen, riders, and their horses, and the weapons of their war, everything perish in Red Sea. That same God is for you. That right hand of God will perform that miracle in your life and in my life. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 17 is a declaration. Verse 17 is a pronouncement. Verse 17 is something that you know you have the assurance of it. Even as we go into the month of October, even as we continue in our lives, knowing that you will fulfill your age, you will fulfill even that which God has recorded concerning you. You will not die young. You will not die, but you will live. Look at, to proclaim what the Lord has done. You will not die, but you will stand up at all times to proclaim the wonders of God in the land of the living. I want you to decree and declare that I mention your name. According to Psalm 118 verse 17, I will not die. I will live to proclaim what the Lord has done. Because I will always stand up to testify of the life that God has given unto me every day. I will always stand. I will be alive to declare the counsel and the purpose of God in my life. I will not die young. I will die at my old age. Yes. He said even the young one will get to their 100 years. And none shall die young. We will not cast our young. I decree and declare. In your house, in my house, we will not cast our young in the name of Jesus. The young one will live to their 100 age. Even the old one will live even to their old age. God taking care of them in the name of Jesus. We will all fulfill even our old age. We will all fulfill even the counsel of God for our lifetime in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The Lord disciplined me severely, but did not give me over to death. I don't know what you are passing through. You don't know what I'm passing through. Maybe you are giving up. But let me tell you, God has not done yet with you. Hold on to this word of God. God will not give you over to death. That my sister, that my brother, maybe they are even giving you. The doctor already said it. Oh, just go and be enjoying yourself, for the day is limited. Look at what happened when Isaiah went to Hezekiah. Said, just prepare yourself, for the time has come for you to die and not to live. But he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord added another 15 years. That same God is still alive. That same God is your God. Just pray to him. Believe him. For he will not give you over today. I decree and declare. Is anyone sick on this mountain? Has anyone received even that report that is so scary, that is telling him or her, that begin to prepare today by the power of the word of God? The Lord will not give you over to death. For you will live and not die. You will live to declare the glory of God, the wonderful work of restoration of the Lord, of giving you life abundant to fulfill your counsel in the land of the living, to fulfill the will of the Lord in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. Standing together with my brethren on this mountain, we pray for all our sick people in the hospital. Father, all brethren, all sisters that are on sick bed. Father, we pray, oh Lord, you lay your hands upon them. Father, we pray, oh Lord, we speak life into them in the name of Jesus. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We decree that God has not given you over to death. You will not die. die, you will live, even to proclaim even the wonderful work of God of restoration, of life abundant in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' name, amen. Open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter through them and give thanks to God. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you because you have answered me. For God never disappoints. For when you call, he will answer. It's only God that can open gate of righteousness. It's only God that can open gate for you to walk through. If God did not open the gates, if God did not open the door, nobody can open it. Thank God. This is the month of our open doors. And we thank God for the month of September, for many glorious doors that God has opened unto us. And by his special grace, we will walk into it. But let me tell you, according to this Bible verse, there's no other door that you should desire, that you should be running after to be opened unto you, than the gates of righteousness. If you are praying for the gates of riches, of wealth, of promotion, of elevation, of breakthrough, if those doors are open, but you are not walking in it with righteousness, those doors can kill you, can destroy you. But the righteousness of God, when you open it unto you and you walk in it, as you walk into your door, through your door of progress, of advancement, of riches, of blessing, of lifting up, then you will enjoy it. Then you will be pleasing to God. It says that, open the gate of righteousness for me. I decree and declare upon you and upon me that tonight, as we are entering into the month of October, the God Almighty will open unto you and unto me the gate of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Not only that the gate of righteousness will be open unto us, but he will cause us to walk in it in the name of Jesus. You and I will walk in the open doors, open gate of righteousness. He said, I will enter through them. Daddy, we will enter into those gates of righteousness that you have opened before us, and we will live our life henceforth through the gates of righteousness. We give you thanks, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. It says, this gate, the gate of the Lord, the righteous will enter through it. Yes, we will enter through it. And we will thrive there. We will never get out of it. So I decree and declare in the name of God that you and I, we will walk even through the gate of righteousness open before us in the name of Jesus. We will never walk out of it in the name of Jesus. We will stay and we continue to walk through the gates of righteousness that God has opened for us, even for the rest of our lives, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, I give thanks to you because you have answered me and have become my salvation. Verse 22, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. So I decree and declare, where you have been rejected, where you have been segregated, the Lord will make you a point of reference in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, the Lord's wonderful eyes will watch over you and your household in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, forever you will rejoice and be glad, even in the day that the Lord will give unto you, every day of your life, in the name of Jesus. Even through the month of October, even the remaining hours in the month of September, rejoicing and gladness is your portion, is my portion, and we will triumph even into the month of October, in the name of Jesus. Lord, save us. Lord, please grant us success. I decree and declare, the Lord will save you from every attack of the enemy. We deliver you from the power of the enemy, that wicked enemy of your father's household, that Lord, we break the arm of the wicked one over you and we give you success all around. In the name of Jesus, everything you lay your hands on, even as you are going to the month of October, success I declare. In the name of Jesus. Success I decree unto you. In the name of Jesus. Failure is far from you. In the name of Jesus. That good project in your hand, that Lord will give you success over it. In the name of Jesus. You will finish well. You will finish well. In the name of Jesus. He who comes in the name of the Lord is blessed. From the house of the Lord we bless you. Every day of your life, as from today, as you are descending from this mountain, you will go your daily activities, your daily life, even in the name of the Lord. Remember, my brothers and my sisters, he declared in the book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 9, he said, I will command my goodness to go up before you. And another thing that you cannot do without, he said, I will proclaim my name ahead of you. I decree and declare, this is your portion, the goodness of the Lord ahead of you, even into the month of October. And the Lord, every day, every moment of your life, we proclaim his name ahead of you, in the name of Jesus. And the name of the Lord ahead of you, we do the miraculous every moment of your life, in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, we give you light. You will never walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty, we give you even light. You will never walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus. Forever you will give God even praise and thanksgiving. The sound of thanksgiving and praise will never cease from your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We bless you because you are awesome. Because you are mighty. Because you are glorious. Thank you, O Lord, for that which you have done in our midst tonight. Thank you for that which we have decreed and declared. Thank you because as we have said it in your presence, that you have done unto us. Thank you because testimony shall abound. Thank you because the first Thursday in the month of October, that day we know, Lord, we will all have testimony. So in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for each day in the month of October, each moment in the month of October. Thank you for your goodness that is ahead of us. Thank you for proclaiming your name ahead of us. Thank you because your goodness will continue to look good upon us. Thank you because your name ahead of us will continue to make way for us where the enemy says there is no way. We continue, oh Lord, to walk miraculous along our path, removing every mountain, lifting up every valley in the name of Jesus, giving us victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we worship you, we adore your most holy name. Thank you, King of glory, forever your name be praised. We receive our month of October with thanksgiving and praises. In the name of the Lord Yahweh, we have praised, we have adored, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. I see you in the month of October. I welcome you to the month of October, your month of grace and glory. So shall it be, that the grace of God will be multiplied upon you. His glory will be upon you and all yours in the name of Jesus. Remain blessed. Same time next week, Thursday. I love you. Bye-bye.